Hello, this is Stuart Lawler from Ireland on blindcooltech.com. This is my very first podcast. I hope people are going to enjoy it. I hope the quality is all right too. It's one of these funny things that you start a recording and you're not 100% sure until you play it back. So I hope it sounds okay where you're listening. I have been looking at Blind Cool Tech for a while and very interested in the philosophy behind Blind Cool Tech. And in the variety of articles being submitted by people all over the world, so I thought I'd jump on at this point and talk a little bit about my Yamaha Tyros, which is a keyboard that I've owned now for about 15 months. The idea of this brief presentation is to give you some information about the Tyros, show you why I believe it is a very usable keyboard for somebody who is vision impaired. And if people are interested and would like to know more, I guess please feel free to get in touch with Blind Cool Tech or to email me directly. My email address is info@stuartlawler, that's stuartlawler.com, or you can visit stuartlawler.com, that's my website, and get more information. The Yamaha Tyros is part of the Yamaha PSR range, in other words, the portable professional keyboard range, although this is really not portable. This keyboard goes out of the portable range as far as I am concerned. It comes with a stand and with a set of detachable speakers and a rather nice LCD screen that's of absolutely no use to me, but people who've seen it, sighted people, have told me it's really cool because you can tilt it in all sorts of directions. It is referred to on the Yamaha website and by Yamaha themselves as what they call an arranger keyboard as opposed to a performer keyboard. And the main difference here is that you wouldn't bring something like the Tyros out with you if you're playing at a gig, because it's just too awkward to bring and to set up and to carry it. That's not to say that you couldn't do it, but it's really not something that you would do. And that's why I purchased this keyboard. I wanted something I could have stationary in my apartment so that I could use it to create backing tracks, which is what I do mostly, or just if people are around and you want to have a bit of music, as you do, that there's something there to play. When I got the Tyros, people were saying to me, because the price is about the same as as you would pay for a nice piano, and I've been playing piano for almost all my life, and people were saying to me, why didn't you just go and buy a piano if you don't want something that you can carry around with you? And I was saying, well, yes, fair point, but what I want is something that has the huge range of sounds that the Tyros has, plus the possibility for expansion, which the Tyros also has. So you can actually do quite a lot with this, and it's not just to do with, let's say, the sounds that come loaded on the unit when you get it initially. You get all sorts of extra discs with styles, and you can also download and update the unit. And I'll talk a little bit about that shortly when I come to talk about the software on the Tyros. The great thing about Yamaha, anyone who owns a Yamaha will know, is that the buttons are very tactile. I'm sitting in front of the keyboard here. There's a whole range of buttons, and I have to be honest with you, I've had this for, as I say, about 15 months. I don't know every button by any means, but I do know what I need to know on this keyboard, and for me, that's probably okay. The audio quality from this today may not be brilliant. I'm just using the microphone sitting beside the keyboard. If people want to hear it properly, I will certainly connect it up to my unit the next time I do a feature and give you a feel for it. I'm turning it on at the moment. And another thing I like about the Yamaha, and this is on all the PSR ranges, it has a mechanical on-off switch. In other words, it's not just a button that you press in or press out. You actually know when the machine is on or when the machine is off. And it does take about 10 seconds for the machine to boot up, because I guess there's a lot of things that have to be loaded into the unit. It has a floppy disk drive as part of it, and you can also get as an extra a hard drive to go inside the machine, which I didn't get, but I could get that at a later date. Now, I mentioned a little while ago there this software and the fact that you could update the machine from the internet, which you can do using the provided Yamaha software. You can download sound files and extra sound banks and voices into the machine. But I have to say to you that I did try using this with JAWS last year. I connected the machine to my laptop and I had absolutely no success. It does provide some kind of its own proprietary Windows Explorer type window with a tree view and a list view. And from what I understand, because I had a sighted friend with me, one side shows your computer, the other side shows the keyboard and the directory structure of the keyboard, and I wasn't able to do anything with that, unfortunately. Okay, the keyboard's on. I have two. I bought a sustain pedal with it. I could not live without a sustain pedal because, you know, you just couldn't live without it. Okay, let me just... Oh, excuse me, that wasn't meant to happen. I'm now trying to balance the microphone and balance everything else. Let me just give you an idea of what it would sound like when I do something like this. The piano, that's what's called the grand piano. They also have a very nice bright acoustic piano, which I like for some things. It's very kind of... just my whole random playing. It really is terrible. Okay, but let's have a look at What I like to do with this, what I particularly enjoy doing with this, is sequencing. And that's what I bought this for. I bought it in order to create backing tracks and to do things with its own inbuilt sequencer, which is a 16-track music sequencer. Now, unfortunately, and I noticed this on earlier Yamahas as well, like the PSR 1000 and 2000, you can't... without sighted assistance, it's quite difficult to learn how to really use this sequencer properly. And I had to take a lot of friends' time, a lot of people's time, to actually show me how to use this on my own. So, for example, up to very recently, when I say very recently, up to a couple of weeks ago, I wasn't able to save a file. So if I created something on this keyboard and there was nobody around, I had to leave the keyboard on until somebody was here with me and then ask them to save it for me onto disk. These things now are possible, but it does require you, for example, if you're saving something, you then need to go to your PC and rename the file to something that you would actually remember or something that would be more meaningful, because every time you save the file, it gives it its own file name. It saves in generic MIDI, which is obviously very useful. My plan eventually, of course, is to get something that will work with, you know, to get it connected to my computer, so it'll work with something like Sonar, and I can have a fully accessible music sequencer from my PC, and the keyboard is literally then only acting as a means of transmitting the MIDI information. Before I play you or show you some of the backing tracks I did, let me show you the demo, which is rather impressive. If I press the demo button here, all the buttons, as I say, are very, very tactile, which is nice. This is the opening demo. Oh, it's a bit loud. And this shows on the screen a whole series of, you know, welcome to Yamaha, we love you, all that kind of thing. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just stop this momentarily. No, I'm not. No, I am. I'm going to now go down. If this works, it would be really good. I'm going to try and play for you one of the other demos, because there are quite a few. For example, there's a really nice classical demo that illustrates very well some of the classical features of the Yamaha. And for some reason, as the best thing on all these features, it's just not working. Because I'm doing something wrong. There are so many key presses you have to learn on this system. The exit key to the bottom right-hand corner of the display is a really good key to know. It's like the escape key. It just brings you right back to your main screen. For some reason, I haven't obviously pressed the correct sequence of keys there to bring me into the demo selector. And there's about 35 demos to select from, going from sort of, you know, rock, jazz, blues, country, classical. And, you know, when I say rock, goes right up to heavy rock. It goes right across the whole genre. I did mention the styles. You get a lot of style discs. I'm not going to put those on now. I will again in a future recording if people want. I want to keep this sort of brief so that people get a sense of it. But I will play you some of the built-in accompaniments, the openings and closing of these accompaniments, which are rather impressive. So I'm now lining one up that I can show to you. This is the default sort of pop beat, but I want to play you something that is a bit more interesting. That's a kind of a waltz thing, I guess. This selection of styles is called Movies and Hollywood, one of my favourites. They have fill-ins, so you can play with this. So, for example, better if I remember the chords to that, wouldn't it? Okay, that type of thing. Now, if I decide, yes, I'm finished with this now. It ends that for me. And then I want to start it up again. I'll change the fill-in here. Okay, so you get the idea. Now, that was me using the piano as my instrument. What I can also do with this, just change this back to the default. I can say to the keyboard, I want you to actually choose an appropriate sound for me, right? So this is what the keyboard is now doing. It's choosing an appropriate sound. Here we go. So that's for that beat. I'll change fill-in. I'll change again. And again. Okay, now, just, that's, I got a little bit carried away there, sorry. That gives you an example of one sound. Another one that I think is quite good, if this works properly, it'll work for us. This is a real Wild West, okay? So they give you an electric guitar for this, right? And what I will do, for instance, this is very, you know, da 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 da. And I'll change the fill-in here. Now I'll change. The ending to this, I think, is really interesting. Let's have a listen. So you've got the whole Wild West thing. That's just a real, I mean, that's a very small example. I just happen to like those type of accompaniment styles. That's why I showed them to you. I want to finish off this feature by showing you the type of stuff I've done on floppy disk. I'm now going into the disk menu. I'm pressing a series of keys which will enable me to browse the disk menu. I am now going to press a series of keys which I hope will but now I've got to try and select the file I want. This is a bit hit and miss actually, so please bear with me. No, there's something not working here, so one second. This might give you an idea of the type of stuff I do on the keyboard. These are all... Okay, this is a good example. This is just me using piano and strings. And it's basically, I suppose, to show that I don't generally use accompaniments. I create my own accompaniments in most of the backing tracks I use. I use the music sequencer and sometimes the metronome. And it's very straightforward. Just an example there of some of the music I've created on the keyboard. There's an awful lot more stuff. There's a lot more we could talk about in terms of styles and how you can manipulate the styles, and indeed how you can download more styles. There's tons of stuff available for the Tyros. The manual, by the way, is available as a text file through the Yamaha have made the manuals accessible. It is available through a text file. I did find it semi-useful. I didn't find it very useful because they still describe an awful lot of stuff that you don't know where it is. You need to have somebody to show you the basics of this keyboard and get you going. And I would say I know how to use about 10% of the unit. But it's a keyboard that I highly recommend if you're serious about music and serious about doing arranging and backing tracks and that type of stuff. Okay, I hope people have enjoyed it. If you want to know more about the Tyros or you want another feature on Blind Cool Tech, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. Until then, this is Stuart Lawler from Ireland saying cheerio. Goodbye.